Track 9, Nature Notes. Cats, of course, are the arch enemy of birds, but it is to birds that we're heading next. The natural world is very dear to the heart and mind of Chris Skinner from High Ash Farm. Here he is telling of the lengths he went to in order to capture the song of the skylark on tape.
It's the 150th anniversary of the birth of composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, and to celebrate, a new project based around his most famous piece of music, The Lark Ascending, is creating an archive of skylark recordings for the British Library. It aims to raise awareness of the dramatic decline in skylark numbers. According to the RSPB, the UK skylark population shrank by 75% between 1972 and 1996, and it is still declining. Chris Skinner of High Ash Farm, just outside Norwich in Norfolk, has made the fields around his farm a perfect site for nesting skylarks. And his love of birds didn't end there. 12 years ago, he set out to record their song. Anna Hill has been to meet him to find out how it went.
There it is.
What?
Skylark.
Have you seen one?
It is, yeah. It's going up.
Oh, wow, there it goes. Yes, fantastic. Oh, I'll turn the track off. These fields are laid out. They're wildflower fields on one side of us, hay fields on the other. This is the habitat that skylarks love. During the winter months, I asked the girls who have horses here at the farm to ride out on the wet fields with their ponies to make little footmarks, hoof marks, and that's perfect for skylarks to nest in. They're ground nesting birds. A number of years ago, I set myself a huge target to record everything that can possibly make a noise on the farm and just record it for fun. And something eluded me for about 5 years, and that's a skylark, because they only really sing when they're flying. And I tried everything. I walked around the farm with one of these parabolic reflectors, like an aerial dish, trying to record it. I used something called a gun mic, which is my microphone down the end of a long pipe, and none of it worked how I wanted it. I just had one of these crazy moments of thought, I wonder if I can get my microphone up there with the skylark singing with a balloon. And I rang the local meteorological office and said, do you still do weather balloons? And the answer was yes. And I said, do you think I could have a couple? And the answer was yes. And I collected a couple of balloons, which are about a metre across, and got some helium, a whole big bottle of helium gas. And I had the brainwave of using my fishing rod, half the fishing rod, and with a fixed spool reel, and inflated the balloon, sent it up around the height of Norwich Cathedral, around 300 feet. And about 80 to 90 feet beneath the balloon, I put my recorder and a microphone hanging down beneath that. So I did three attempts, and on the third attempt, the gas bottle was getting a bit low, and something amazing happened. A skylark attacked my microphone at 210 feet up in the air. It sang at it, because skylarks mark out their territory on the ground by singing above it. The song is actually much more aggressive when you hear it close up. It's saying, in what farmers sometimes say, get off my land, and it's sounding out that song. It is really loud, and when you look up, what, 20 feet, 30 feet from you, it's the tiniest speck up against the clouds almost, and that's what I wanted to capture, that fantastic sound. So it's different to what you would expect, and it's certainly not romantic.
I can just see you there with your fishing rod, hauling in your balloon from hundreds of feet up, thinking, wow, I've got that recording. But it took you ages to do it, didn't it?
It did. It was the most difficult thing I've ever done. But there was a tragedy. I had overinflated the balloon, And I don't know to this day whether a skylark pecked it and deflated it. It crashed to the ground. It broke my special recorder to smithereens. And the only thing left is the cassette that I've got here in the truck with us. That was £300. But I will never forget it because I have to admit it, I actually was tearful afterwards. It was one of the best things I have ever done, and I think I'm going to have it played at my funeral.
Thank you, Chris, and as the poet Shelley said, hail to thee, blithe spirit. The song of the skylark was indeed so cleverly evoked in the music of The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a snippet of which you heard just then. This has frequently been voted one of the nation's favourite pieces of classical music, and later on we'll be hearing about another one of those favourite pieces, so keep on listening.